Travis Schultz and Partners, providing cutting-edge expertise without the price tag. This is Ask the Expert with Beth Rolton.
It is time to ask the expert from Travis Schultz and Partners right here in town. Special counsel Beth Rolton joins me this morning. Good morning, Beth. How are you?
Good morning, Murray. Thank you.
We know for sure that you're not a lemon. There's no doubt about that. But this morning, I do want to talk about something because I remember this subject came up for me a few years ago. And for people that often spend a lot of money, it might even be an electric car, but a brand new car. And unfortunately, one in a thousand, maybe, could be less, could be more, tend to be a lemon. If you are one of those people that's just spent a lot of money and bought yourself a brand new car and it turns out to be a lemon, that is a real issue, I should imagine, for people.
Absolutely. It's quite exciting buying a new car.
Yeah.
And you certainly don't want to be in the position where you end up with a bit of a dud. So unfortunately, 66% of people who buy brand new cars report having some kind of fault with them.
66%?
That's right, in the first 5 years. And of those, 14% end up being quite a serious or major fault. So it is quite an issue, particularly if you've spent quite a lot of money on that new car.
Okay, well, look, I mean, that opens a whole can of worms, even if you possibly bought a second-hand car or even a private sale, which was basically a new car, but we'll come to that shortly. Let's talk about some of the regimes because, I mean, if you have a difficulty with a car like that, you might have planned around Australia's journey. You might spend a lot of time without a car while it's been fixed up as well. Let's talk about some of the things that people face when they've bought a lemon.
When you buy a new car, they will often come with a warranty and sometimes you can buy an extended warranty, but that's not the only remedy that's available to you if you have bought a new car and something goes wrong with it. Under the Australian Consumer Law, we have certain guarantees whenever you buy a product that that product is going to be fit for purpose. So
yep.
If you, when you go into the car sales yard and you say, I'm a mechanic and I need to tow a trailer and it has to be able to do this, and the car salesman sells you a particular car, if that's not fit for purpose, even though it's fit for normal driving around, then that is in breach of those consumer guarantees. Also has to be of an acceptable quality, so and it has to match the description. So if you've gone and seen the glossy catalogue and you've picked the car out from that and then it doesn't match that description, obviously that's, again, a breach of that consumer guarantee. And you've also got to have spare parts and repairs that can be done within a reasonable amount of time. So if you're buying a new car and you can't get parts for it and you can't get repairs and they can't be done in a reasonable time, then that also could be a breach of those consumer guarantees.
Even for spare parts, I've never heard of that. That's really interesting.
That's right.
So you have to have that supply as well. If you are, you know, selling cars like that, which, you know, I'm sure most used cars do, but I didn't realise it was actually part of law.
That's right. And So if something goes wrong with the car and it's a relatively minor repair, then you have to take it back to the dealership and they have to be able to offer you a free repair of that.
Mm.
However, the problem arises if it's multiple minor repairs.
Sure, compounding.
And all of a sudden your car is in getting fixed every couple of months and you're without a car for a period of time, or the fault is something that becomes quite major.
Mm.
So in those cases where you have a major fault with the car, then you're entitled to a replacement vehicle or a refund.
Wow.
Yes.
And I'll bet you quite a few of the people that are in the game possibly don't offer that up front, Beth.
Well, often they try to rely on those warranties, the new car warranties, and obviously the new car warranties don't have that same level of guarantee.
Mm.
So relying on the Australian consumer laws when you are in that position gives you great footing to try and get that replacement or refund.
And look, it's so important. It happened to a friend of mine many years ago. We won't talk about the make and model, but every time she tried to get this vehicle fixed, they would just find another problem. It was away at the mechanic with the dealership's mechanic for an enormous amount of time. And I think in the end, I'm not exactly sure what her remedy was, but it just was not going to be fixed. And it was just so inconvenient. And particularly when she was doing a retirement trip and this vehicle just kept on breaking down out in the middle of nowhere.
Absolutely. And I think we all know someone who's been in that boat. So it's pretty unfortunate situation to be in. The federal court recently found an RV that had multiple minor issues. So there were some stitching issues, there were some lighting issues, there was a lifting apparatus that didn't work correctly. And each time those repairs had to be made. The RV was off the road, and obviously they'd bought that to go travelling around Australia, so it was quite inconvenient. And in the
end, where would they stay as well?
I know, because that's their home. Yeah. So in the end, they were entitled to a full refund for the cost of that RV, so they could go and buy another one. So those consumer guarantees are very important in trying to exercise your rights, and it gives you, as a consumer, a great deal of protection.
Now, it's all well and good, we're talking about buying brand new, but just say you bought a second-hand car, maybe privately, even through a dealer. Are there any differences there, you know, particularly, I guess, between a dealer and privately with respect to some of the things that you could actually rely on to find a remedy to a lemon car?
Sure. So if you're buying a used car through a dealership, those dealerships have to give you some statutory warranties with those, in addition to any warranties that they may have as part of the dealership. So if you're buying a car that is less than 10 years old or has less than 160,000 kilometres on the clock, they have a warranty period of 3 months or 5,000 kilometres, whichever comes first. Okay. So there is a degree of protection there. Mm. So if something does go wrong, if the car is over 10 years old and has an odometer reading of over 160, then in that case, it's 1 month protection guarantee or 1,000 kilometres, whichever comes first.
Okay. You're scaring me now. Okay. Just say you buy it privately. Are there any options with respect to that?
Oh, buying privately, certainly you might end up with a cheaper car, but you don't have the same level of protection.
Sure.
You're not entitled to a cooling off period when you buy a car privately. You don't get those statutory warranties that we just talked about. And you may not be able to make a claim for compensation if something goes wrong. So you would have to privately bring the claim against the individual and take that through the court. So the remedies available to you aren't as strong as under those statutory warranties.
Keep it in mind, as you just suggested, sometimes you can get a vehicle for a very good price. But I have tended to learn in life that you only get what you pay for.
This is true.
Even with my lemon shirt on this morning. But I'm not a lemon. It's all right, okay? Beth Rolton, what a really interesting subject this morning, and I know it's something that would be of interest to our audience full stop, because, you know, so many people go through these type of things. They're looking at buying a car, or they know that somebody that has bought a car and dealt with such issues. Wonderful to talk to you. Ask the Expert every Wednesday morning. We'll be back again, same time, same channel, next Wednesday morning. Thanks to our friends there at Travis Schultz and Partners. Beth Rolton, have a fantastic week.
Thanks.
The 2020